Blog Talk Radio.
What else a dollar you might have for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget the number one.
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mother. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling from the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling, aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, click, click.
Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901. Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare. One time for Major Fade to Black. And one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension. No willy bars. Heads up Pro T. 1/8 mile. Clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy. Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12. Boosted Misfits, Petty, One Bad SVO, Turbo GT, Lil Run, Set on Kill, Three Lug, Dwayne Waldrop, The Crusher, Gino, X275, King Kevin, Plumber Kevin, The Ugly Hooker, Biz, and Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th. 2013 at the Memphis International Raceway as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29, 2013 at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Hey, 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 hey. What's going on, Grudge fans? What's going on? Man, 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 it is a great Thursday. We got grudge racing on our mind, and that's what we're talking about, man. We once Ray Charles had a song that said we got Georgia on our mind, but right now we have grudge racing on our minds, man. And I want to thank you guys for calling in once again. It's Thursday. let's call it Turn Up Thursdays. That's a new word out there with the young bucks. Turn up. I ain't gonna turn up but nothing but some apple juice, but let's turn up. Turn up. Turn Up Thursdays, man. Let's get it going, man. I had a speech I was gonna do today, man, because it's a lot of friction, a lot of drama. I'm gonna speak candidly with Lil Tony and Jay, and this is an important weekend, man. This is a stepping stone weekend for us guys up north, man. We have some of the biggest names coming up here. We got the who's who of hosting a show like Dog. We got the who's who of taking videos and BET. And man, let's not let negativity damper what's happening this weekend, man. And I try to be a bridge between Grudge Inc. and whoever has a problem or disagreement. I think I try to reason with them to let them know our point of view. But what I'm speaking about is it was an ad put up of Lil Tony's race, and it was saying that it was a Grudge Inc. race. Well, once I got wind of it, of course I called Jay. Jay, you put this up? No, Ben, I ain't put that up. What's that? You know. So I let people know that Jay didn't do it, and but you know, don't nobody believe that. So you know, I go a little further. We actually got on the phone, and we called the actual website and asked them who put this up. Well, when Grudge Inc. came to Milan, we took out a radio ad with the radio station. So the radio station went and did some investigating on Grudge Inc. and got on our website, looked at the schedule, and they actually manufactured the ad. So when we found out the radio station did it, I called Slouch. I told Slouch. Slouch really wasn't he really wasn't too concerned about it, but I didn't want to leave that like that. So I gave him the name, who we spoke with. I gave him the number. Wanted him to have someone call over there to verify our story, because you know, some darts I guess we deserve, but some of them I know we don't. A whole lot of them I think is unjustly given to us, Grudge Inc. And of course, you're going to ask me, am I biased? You're damn right I'm biased, because I am a part of Grudge Inc. But I'm not trying to alienate my Michigan brothers, because a lot of my support come from 313-248-810-734 and what have you. So if I'm glad I got a truthful answer, but something else gonna pop up, you know, between that's my home phone. Something's gonna pop up about Grudge Inc. And of course, I'm gonna be the first one to defend Grudge Inc. You know, I'm gonna be the first. So, and I'm not the only, you know. And if anybody talk against any of my brothers or Grudge Inc., I'm going to be there to try to defend them. So that's what family do. And you have to look at it. Sometimes your brother do something wrong. You still going to defend your brother. And then you pull your brother to the side and you tell him, hey, man, you were wrong. But in the eyes of the public, if you feel something is wrong, you still going to defend your brother. So it's no different with me and Grudge Inc. We did nothing wrong this time, so you know, it is what it is. But man, y'all, like, we have something special this weekend, and we don't need no foolishness to try to deter it. So, with saying that, let's get back to Grudge Racing. let's get back to promoting each other's event, and hopefully, you know, we be successful with this Grudge Racing thing. I have a very, very big announcement and a surprise for a lot of Grudge Racers concerning the race that I'm doing over in Morocco on the 27th of July, but of course, I'm not going to say it now because I'm not going to try to overshadow what's going on this weekend. This weekend is something huge. It's the first time, I believe, that TB will be setting foot in Michigan. Dog has been all over the world. You can't say where he ain't been. But he hasn't been in a while, and none of us have seen him up in these hind parts, so to speak. You know, they call us Yankees in the South. So they coming up, they call us Yankees. I wonder what we call them. You know, if someone knows that, hit the one button. I know when, if they call us Yankees, we got to have a word for them. So they coming up here to engage with us Yankees. And we're going to try to send them boys back home, figuring out how do we get up on game so quick. So you have some very, very important and steamy matches this weekend. And also, I want to recap last week. Trigger Man Blue, but back out. But before I get into that, I want to thank Miss B and Crew Chief and T5 and Big Low. The Burke County Shootout, I got a chance to see some fast cars. Chick was there, and the 24-karat go, him and Dave. You know, I think, you know, Dave need to be mentioned a lot more. You know, what he was trying to accomplish with that car, and I'm sure he's going to be back stronger than ever because it seemed like they were figuring that car out. Unfortunately, they got into a wreck. Thank the good Lord that Chick is all right. He was on BET show last night, and he was going to one of his offspring baseball games. So he's at least out and about. It was a hell of a event. I heard they had a hell of an event over in Darlington. I wasn't there, so I can't speak on that. But I do want to let y'all know that we had a good time over at Macon National Dragway. And a lot of people going around saying I had problems with Trigger Man. That's why. No, Trigger Man just out horsepowered me. You know, there's no excuses. He was on a 28. I was on a 28. I had boost. He had nitrous. He had a black Mustang. I had a black looking Mustang, Lil Junior. And Trigger Man beat me. But he said out of his mouth that he's coming up here in July to give me my get back race. So we'll see. We'll see if he make it up this way. He definitely got that same race. I just, you know, hopefully this time, you know, the wind light come on my side if I can make it down there first. We had a big, big, big race in Morocco, Indiana, the Meltdown. You heard the promo that we're bringing that Meltdown to Memphis, Tennessee. We got any Southern callers on, let you guys know it's a shootout. But our shootouts are a little bit broader than what you guys do down south. We don't care about the suspension. You have any rear suspension. We just ask that you have stock style front suspension. We don't care what type of motor combo you have. It can be blower, it can be turbo, it can be nitrous, it can be all motor. Only thing we stip basically is the tire. A lot of you boys down south just like to run that W tire, where we up here, we don't like the W. So it's a true 29 or a true 28 or a 275. And we run it for $3,000 or more June 29th over in Memphis, Tennessee, when we invade the 901, meaning their area code, not a particular group.
not a particular person, unless your first name starts with Mark and your middle name starts with an H, we are not targeting an individual team. 901 is the area code, and that is what we are invading. So, I got a text. I want to make sure that I am. No Willy bars. No Willy bars on that shootout that we're bringing down there. No Willy bars. So that kind of knocks out a lot of them boys from up in Detroit because they don't know how to tune a chassis. They just put all the power down and just ride them bars to that, to the 400-foot mark. But, man, let's get it cracking. Let's open these mics. We got a lot of people with their hand up. If it's something you guys want to talk about, this is Open Discussion Thursday. What I'm going to start doing, probably starting maybe next week or the following week, everybody that is that I have coming to the 27th race, I'm going to dedicate that show to that particular team. So just take, for example, I have Wit and the 901 Bad Boys. They basically is my headliner for Grudge Racing. I'm going to set aside that whole show for them. They're going to be damn near basically a co-host with me. And want the fans to call in, Donye call in, lock them in, whoever, you know, they under discussion with Plumber Kevin, both to lock in and run the Predator versus Plumber. Only the stips were 28 or 275, stock suspension, big blocks. One system, one carburetor, conventional head, no Willy bars. And y'all know Plumber Kevin's Mustang against the Predator. So that is a race that we want to see in Morocco, Indiana. So that day, I probably, because Wick does a lot of racing, I would probably have Wick on closer to the event. So that when they do lock in, they know they're not gonna do no more racing until they come up. So, but I'm gonna have Witt on, I'm gonna have Mark on, I'm gonna have 902, I'm gonna have Pike, I'm gonna have the whole crew on, and I'm gonna get Ducking the Law. We had a real good time with Ducking the Law last year. I had them on. I'm trying to get some streetcar guys to come up because you know we got a lot of streetcar racing. I got some boys out of Georgia named Swine Flu and Mandrell, Shut Up and Race. We're trying to get them boys to come on up. So in a few weeks, I'm gonna get some things together, man, and have these special guests on so we can get some things locked in, man. And that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna bring action to the track, to the Midwest. We're gonna bring these small guys up here, and we're also gonna get the superstars to come too. But other than that, let's get this Turn Up Thursday started. Open discussion. Grudge Inc. is an open book. If it's a question that you want to ask about Grudge Inc., ask it. If I can't answer it, I'll try to get somebody on that can. So other than that, let's go. Let me see who's the first caller.
Your mic is open.
Good evening, Lady A. How you doing? Hello?
I hear you, kid. What's going on, baby boy?
All right. Biz, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, I can't complain. What's going on?
Shit, nothing much. Just getting ready for Saturday, man. That's about it.
That's a good thing. You go by and get that food?
Oh, yeah, man, I went down to Peoria packing a place down over here on the west side on Lake Street, man, and got some bills, man, we can have something to work with, you know.
ain't nothing wrong with you, man.
Strictly got to do fellowship, and you know how they go.
Oh, yep. Man, not fellowship.
Oh, yeah, man.
I don't think they like the word.
Yeah, what can I say, you know. Yep, but I'm just sit back, you know, enjoying the mail, man. I'm going to go on mute because I'm finna go ahead and try to fix me a sandwich or something. I done got a little hungry, so I'll be tuning in.
Okay, baby boy, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, all right. Lady A, can I get the next caller, please?
Of course you can. Big King, your mic is open.
Hey, Ben, what's going on, man?
What's up, big fella?
I don't know. It's 007 out of Jackson, Mississippi, man, with Little Red Riding Hood.
What's on your mind?
I came on the show today to clear some things before, you know, the public can get some information and they'll run with it and, you know, they'll make a hot topic.
Woo!
Out of it.
Woo! Don't I know it?
So today, you know, I didn't come on the show to bash anybody or anything like that, but I just know how people. It's bad to say Little Red Riding Hood wouldn't do what he said he was going to do. If you recall yesterday, I think he was on the show at BET show yesterday afternoon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Talking. Me and Lil Wayne was trying to come up with an agreement on a race for me to come up there to their race just coming up to the Tony race. And, you know, I call, hey, baby. I called Lil Wayne, me and BET, called Lil Wayne back last night after the radio show to just, you know, work out the final agreements that we had spoke about on the radio. He told me if I came up there this weekend and gave him a get back race, he was going to, he said, I'm going to feed you, I'm going to give you gas to come up here, several things that he said. So, you know, a couple of the callers called in and said, well, all 007, if you don't take that means you scared you don't want to race. Well, I, like I said, I called him last night to get the fundamentals down. And when I call Wayne back with BET on the phone, and if I say something wrong, I want BET to step in, hit the one button, and correct me. Wayne said, you know, he thought about it. A couple of people called him. He said, "Nah, Ken, I can't give you nothing on your expenses. Some I'll add the money if you come." And I told Wayne, I said, "Well, Wayne, I don't need you to add the money. If I run you, I run your head up, and you don't have to add the money." He said, "Well, nah, I can't give you any gas money, anything like that." Well, I ain't got no problem with that, Biz. But I came on your show to tell the crowd. The radio listeners,
the fans
I do have with 007.
Yeah.
You know, since Wayne went back on his word that he wasn't able to help out on the expenses or anything like that, Lil Red Riding Hood will not be coming to Lil Tony and them race this weekend. So I don't want anybody to come on here next week and say, well, Wayne said he was going to do this here and you were scared to come. That's why the only thing I'm doing is coming on here to clear up with the fan. The agreement that Wayne made on the phone, on the radio show, he went back on his word. I'm not mad that Wayne went back on his word. I just don't want to catch the negative publicity from the fans saying, I didn't go to Indiana with the truck. I mean, let's own the race with the truck because I was scared to run Wayne. I'm not scared to run Wayne, just like I told Wayne. If I see you anywhere close that we meet up at another race, I will run you. I was trying to call to lock the guy in, Mitchell, whatever the gentleman's name. I may be calling his name wrong.
Melvin. Melvin.
You know, the one that said he was going to give me the back tie and the go. I never heard from him. Nobody never got him on the phone. So I don't have any racer locked in for Latone race. Now, I may go up and support Latone and them. Drive up with some of the guys to support Lil Tony in the race this weekend, no problem. But I just wanted to come on here and say the deal Lil Wayne had gave me on the phone, he bagged out with it with the fan. I'm not bashing Lil Wayne. I'm not doing none of that. So I don't know about to take this wrong and say he ain't got on
Big
Show and bash Wayne.
It ain't Lil Wayne. It's Big Wayne.
Yeah, well, Big Wayne. I'm not bashing Big Wayne. So, you know, I just wanted to come on and say that, Biz, that I may still go to the race, but I'm not Ken Lil Red Riding Hood. I'm going to come up and support the team, prime time with the race Jamie got and the race Tony got with Cold Killer. If everything stays the same, I will be up at the race, but I will not be bringing the truck.
I mean, well said. I can understand Wayne's point of view. You know, I mean, honestly, he said it, but at the same time, you ain't nothing sweet. So I ain't gonna get nobody no money to come knock me off. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very much, Biz. That was my whole point. And everything Ken said.
I understand you. I don't want to travel no 15 hours and don't have no damn race locked in and sit there twiddling my thumbs. I understand your point of view, Double O.
Right.
And I understand his point of view.
Yeah, that's the thing over there. You know, I travel by myself, man. And, you know, people say what they want. You know, that's 15 hours one way with me pulling by myself. So, you know.
That's crazy.
And people say, oh, Ken, bring the truck. But, man, when you ask people to come on and go just to help out and drive,
You know what Crew Chief said last night? You know what Crew Chief told me last night? It costs low $1,800 for fuel to come to my race last year to come and go back home. $1,800.
Hey, Bill, you know, me and Wayne, after we talked on the phone, I told him, I said, Wayne, I said, if I pull my Silverado, that's 950 miles from my house, gonna cost me about $700-$800 in gas, not including take up plus money to bet with. You know what I'm saying?
But that's a lot.
So you know.
But I'm not knocking you for that. I'm not mad at you, but I just
I'm not trying to bash you. Okay, you're right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But let me explain my side of it. You know what I mean? You know, I was just jigging at you, but
yeah, I'm saying.
You know, but my thing is, you whooped my ass, and I just can't see myself making it that sweet for you to come up here and you fuck around and whoop my ass again. You know what I mean? And
I understand.
But that being said, though, we can lock something in because I do want to fuck you up.
Hey, Wayne. Hey, like I told you, man, last night, I'm gonna run you. I promise you, I'm gonna run you.
I still see you. I still get your eyes with the money, but I just ain't paying you a quarter to make the trip. I just can't do it, man. That ain't really my style. I was just only talking shit. You know what I mean? And you was 100. Everything you said was true. You didn't, you know, try to say no old slick shit. You kept it 100. You know what I mean? But I do want you to know, it was my decision and my decision only.
Bye bye, babe.
Can we lock something in?
Hey, Wayne, I don't need to lock it in. You know, I just stated I'm not bringing the truck, and I ain't going to lie to the fans on the radio.
Okay. So even if Melvin locked you in, too, that ain't enough incentive to get you up here?
Well, that's a start. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to know what kind of car Melvin had, what size car he had. You know, I don't know Melvin Carr. I'm just being honest.
Right.
Hey, Ken. Melvin ain't nobody. Come on, get that free money. That's free money. That's your Huckleberry right there.
Hey, man, one thing in this drag racing ain't nothing free. You know what I'm saying? Anything lies to happen. But now, one thing I like about the race with Melvin, at least he let me start the race. Now, it's left up to me to finish the race.
Well,
that's the only thing I like about this, right?
So you scared of what?
Scared of what? What you mean scared of what? Oh, Wayne.
Come get some action.
Hey, Wayne. There's still some action out here for me to get that I ain't got to drive 30 hours round trip.
I mean, man, that's, you know, we automated that trip, Ken. So, you know, you really ain't saying that when you say something like that, man.
Huh?
Melvin was just automated that trip.
Melvin was just on. I was Mike, but then he dropped off real quick. I was trying to open his mic.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
But you know, hey, you know what, man? I mean, I understand. Like I said, I understand both sides. Both of y'all got valid points. You know, it's not Wayne's show, so
right,
you know,
right,
and I am not in no means saying Lil Tony should pay. All I'm saying is it's not Wayne's show, so yeah. I'm not gonna pay a joker to come grudge race me unless it's my show. You know what I'm saying? Just to try to, you know, boost up the crowd and what have you. So, we got some planned for Double O and Crew Chief in Morocco. So if he in the same damn place at the same damn time and White Trash is over there, you got a chance to get a double bubble, or you get a chance to get knocked off twice, or 1-1. So it still be a chance to get a double bubble.
I don't know nothing about that getting knocked off yet. It's a new year. We got our swag back.
Oh, good.
I didn't come on the show to take up your show, man. I just come on the show just to straighten that up with the fan. You know what I'm saying? But we got our goddamn swag back in prime time now. We got our
okay, well, I do have Melvin. I do have Melvin's mic open right now.
Go ahead. Who is Melvin? Hey, what's going on, Melvin?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Y'all all right?
All right.
That's ponytail. That ain't Melvin.
Yeah, came on. Get your last words in, boy. Your motherfucker.
Is that
Melvin?
I thought he fell off because he know that the state approved my furlough. So he went on and hung up the phone.
Oh, well, he back on now.
Yeah, he on me.
Okay.
007, don't get scared, man. That man ain't nothing.
Hey, Melvin.
Go ahead.
You keep the ties on. You take them bars off?
No, I got to leave the bars on there. I got to leave it sitting just like it's sitting.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was giving y'all the back wheel and the brake, you know. I told Dog, I was like, whatever you wanted, Dog, I get that to you, you know. He said he wants the back wheel and the brake, and that's what I gave him.
Hey,
okay.
Shit. Melvin, you getting it right out the man's mouth. You just jump on it.
The back tire and the brake and the eighth of a mile, that's some sweet shit there, kid. God damn.
Yeah, you got to do what I got to do, man. If I want to get a race, I got to give up something, you know, to get involved in the race.
That sounds good to me, Melvin. Shit.
Yeah. Hey, man.
I got Chucky. He got a new car. I'm going to let him come in. He said he'll lock Lil Red Riding Hood in, so you're not traveling up here for nothing for this Saturday. I'm going to open up his mic, and he can tell you what he has, and y'all can negotiate how y'all want to negotiate. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on, man?
I hope
you're
feeling
choking out.
Hey, what's going on, Chucky?
How you guys doing?
All right.
What up?
I heard 007 was wanting to make a trip, and I completely understand not wanting to make that trip unless you got something locked in worth your while. So my car is brand spanking new. It's being worked on at the shop right now. I have yet to even start it or make a pass. But to get something going off, I'll lock in Little Red to make it worth your time and so that you know you're going to at least get some money to come down here. I'll lock you in with my new car if you want.
What size tire you got on? Hold on one second.
It's a 28, 10.5, no W, and no bars. And it has not made... I haven't started it. It has not made one hit down the track yet.
Hey, I appreciate you guys keeping the background noise down because I got a lot of mics open. And I appreciate you guys muting it and keeping the noise down. Appreciate it.
Hey, I'm sorry about that, man.
Mississippi, stand up.
What size tie you got on there, Chucky?
It's a 28-10-5, no W, and it has no bars.
It has no ball, small block?
No, it's a conventional headed big block in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's cast intake, one carburetor.
Hey, man, if it's a big block, you said all I wanted to hear. Small block on 28, man. Now, for a small block on
28. You got that right here. Man. You got that right here. You got that right here.
Well, like I said, I've not started the car, not taken it down the track. And
I
guarantee the thing's heavier than your truck.
Hey, little Chucky, I don't know nothing about you, man. You got a big block. I'm going to respect that. I don't ran big blocks before. Give me the back tire or something, and goddamn it, I'm going to.
Well, you wouldn't run my other car, which was a small block head up.
I don't know. I don't even know you, little Chucky. Be honest. You made her talk to dog now. I haven't talked
to
you.
No, I talked to you. I know exactly who you are. You're the guy that was backpedaling like Michael Jackson.
Who? I'm the guy with who? With Michael Jackson?
Never mind. You're not. I'm not going to give up any spots. I'm not even locking any races in. I'm trying to lock in a race with you to make it worth your while. Something for the fans.
Hey,
I'm here, Double A. I'm here.
Okay, go ahead and move on, man. I'm going to walk into work. Like I said. I was checking to see if he had a 28 on the car. He got a 28 on it, but he got a big block on it. We got some cars that were coming up there with a big block, with 28 Mustang. So we bring the car with a 28 Mustang.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this. Hey, Ken, to make it sweet for you, because I hate bullshitting around, I was going to lock in 5 for 1,000 or better. Bring your car up here, and I'll just give you $500.
Hey, little Chucky. When you get off this phone, just get my number from Biz and call my number back, and you'll see. I don't need no money, man.
I'm not saying that you need the money. I'm definitely not saying that you need the money. But I'm saying I know how much it costs because I've traveled myself down south plenty of times.
Whoever that in the background making all them goddamn beeping sounds. Hey, tell him to get some old 28.
We'll meet up one day out there halfway to Florida. I may be down on that end, man. We'll still do the same thing, all right? Hey, Chucky.
Yes, sir.
I'll run you off with a trailer with that new car you got for that $500.
Who is this?
It's Melvin.
I'm not locking any. I told you I wasn't planning on locking anything in, but I wanted to lock him in because even if I didn't get down, I knew Lane was going to blow his back out. So I was going to get my money back anyway.
Double O, don't let them run you off the show. God damn it, get on this mic and say something.
Hey, Melvin, I may try you when I get out there. I got to make some hits. I'm locked in with Chemo right now because that was a previous lock-in from before. But I don't want to get on here and make a bunch of lock-ins and the fans thinking they're getting something, and then I go out there and have issues. So I'm not trying to give any false pretense.
Well, you know Chemo might play the punk out. You know that, right, Brian?
Yeah. I was just going to take the punk out from Chemo and give it to 007.
Listen, we'll do that, man, after we sit around for a while and you got it right or whatever. We can still go down through that for $500.
Yeah, for sure. Not a problem.
All right, I'm going back on mute, man.
I don't play no lockout. I'm hoping I don't pay no lockout.
You know that's what you're going to do, Chemo. Don't even try it, motherfucker. You'd probably run out of lockout money now. That's why you ain't bet no way.
Hey, I heard you already got the money order, $500.
My F-350, I'll run that motherfucking with you
guys. Bring it on, man. I ain't got no problem with it. Oh, hey, one thing about Chemo, he always got jokes, but you ain't going to never see him racing. He got plenty of jokes. When we get finished, we're going to get you a comedian show, motherfucker, because you damn sure don't break.
I hope he does show up and this car does work.
I want it to work, too. That's the only way I can whoop his ass. I can't whoop his ass on the telephone because he talks too much shit. I can't talk shit like him.
Hey, Melvin, will you be there Friday?
I may be up there Friday. I don't know.
Nah, I'm gonna get your ass out.
Why you want to race on Friday?
Yeah, if I get on time, fine. I'm gonna get your ass out the way.
Hey, Ted.
We'll see what happens, man. All right, I got some background noise. I'm going back on mute.
Yeah. When you was off mute, you was on mute.
Hey, Ted. Can you hear me? Hey, bitch.
I hear you, Larry.
Yeah. I got a question.
Larry,
can I support the bid? Yeah, be ahead.
Can I
ask? Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you, Biz. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead and ask your question, Larry. What up?
Yeah. Hey, Biz, my question is this. Me as being a fan and not a participant at this particular time, is it permissible for me to ask a question, Biz?
No, I said go ahead. Ask your question.
Okay, my question is this, Biz. I've been noticing, you know, and I like to speak on things that I hear about. I've been hearing stuff about the prime time camp. I noticed Tony wanted to race ground and pound, and now we got Kim coming on here talking about spots and all that kind of stuff. Is that the new swag that's happening with the prime camp or what?
No, they've been doing that for years. But hold on. If we're gonna talk about the prime camp, we gotta have somebody on to defend them. Hold on one
second.
All right. Get everybody on but Trigger Man. We don't want the show to close out if Trigger come on.
No, I got BET, the number one fan. I got his mic over. I hope you don't mind, BET. But go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I want to know I heard that he was looking for ground and pound. Okay, as you know and I know, Biz, because we live in Chicago, that's a street car. It's a car that runs up down the street. You know, full drunk interior and everything. And I was just kind of wondering. You know, is that the new swagger now that they're looking for street cars now? Have they got to a point where they're looking for street cars now?
Well, the ground and pound car would be more so in the line to run Jamie's vet. Jamie got a vet, like a 90-something vet. I seen it this past weekend.
Okay.
It'll be in that same class. I haven't seen BoJack, but... You know, I don't think BoJack is a street cop. You know, from what I heard, I'm not sure that the ground and pound is a fully dressed.
Hey, we got a vet up here, man.
You got a vet?
Yeah, it's a street car.
Yeah, Phil got a street car. Yeah.
Now, is Jamie bringing that up here?
Now, that I don't know. That's something y'all going to have to call. You got to have BET give him a call. I don't think so, but. I don't know. All right. Let me open a couple more mics.
Thanks, man.
No problem, Doc. 708. 3961.
Do you want me to start talking about the 500? I love my mouth.
708-8961. Your mic is open.
Yeah, Biz. It's Roy, man, with Ground and Pound, man. How y'all doing out there?
What's going on, baby boy?
Thanks, good, man. How you doing, man? I ain't talked to you since you had that crash up in Milan, man. I'm just happy that you turned out, you know, and everything was all right with you, man.
Oh yeah, it knocked some sense in me. It definitely turned out for the best.
I hear you. Hey, I still want that grilled drink hat, man. I know you owe me a hat.
It wasn't a lot. Hey, you could get that. You could definitely get that. I see you in Memphis. I see you guys in Memphis for sure.
Okay. You ain't coming up there to Martin this weekend?
No, I won't be hitting the road this weekend.
Okay. Well, we definitely going to bring that Malibu up there. It'll be up there. Can any of them boys with a street car on small block on nitrous, 8th mile, and full gas tank in there. That's a stock gas tank. Ain't even a fuel cell in that car. So whatever they want to do out there, we'll be there.
Hey, so y'all heard that. The man got a full interior street car, still had a stock gas tank in there. All the interiors, all glass, no fiberglass. You got fiberglass hood or steel hood?
It's a fiberglass hood on it, but it's a flat hood.
Okay, only glass on the car is a fiberglass hood. Everything else is steel. They're looking for some action. Y'all got anything locked in yet?
No, we ain't got nothing locked in.
Well, I just think.
Hey, we just going to be there because we like to, you know how we do. We just come out there and barbecue, and I like the smell of that damn racing fuel and burnt rubber, you know.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, Doc.
I'll be easy.
All right, Doc.
Yeah.
All right, let me open my last mic. Hey, Derek, I'm trying to open your mic, Derek.
Just listen.
Okay, all right. All right, let me close a few of these mics. BET, you ain't got nothing to say, BET?
Oh, you had to open my mic up?
Yeah.
I ain't know it, man. Well, you know, it's prime time. I'm gonna speak for itself, man. I ain't gonna even rebuttal that. But I just wanted to come on and I'm gonna hit the one button in a minute. But I just want to tell Chucky, I appreciate what he tried to do to try to get my big buddy up there, man. Hopefully, I call him out to the show, man, and we can discuss some arrangements, man. Try to get my big buddy up there, man.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Hey, Big Daddy,
your mic open, Big Daddy. What's up, my boy?
Hey, 007 coming up there. 007, he said he don't need no gas money, but Chucky trying to give him 500. Man, tell 007, goddamn it, come on up here, man. I'll put 3-4 more hundred with whatever Brian going to give him, goddamn it, to get him up here to blow Wayne ass out. Whoever else get in the way.
Damn!
Who that jumping in the street, man? That motherfucker trying to get ran over, Wayne.
Hey, Kimo, shut up. You ain't going to do nothing, Kimo. Hush your goddamn mouth.
Please make that happen. Make it happen.
Hey, man. You going to call 007 back on the show?
You hit him. He said we're in the work.
Now, who is that talking about he going to give somebody some money?
Nope. There you go, worried about all that stuff, Kimo. Hush your mouth.
All right, Big Daddy. Big Daddy, I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call, Big Daddy.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Yeah. It's gonna be a lot of action up there, Biz. I just want to see a lot of action.
You know my main man going in the battle.
Yeah.
Shorty.
Yeah. I'm going to be right there. I'm going to be right in the post.
Who's Shorty got, Ben? Lil Tony. Some kind of Lil Tony got.
Yeah.
Say what?
Yeah, let Tony lock Shorty in.
Shorty lock. We're pulling our little shorty in with what? Is Camaro?
No, they got some street cars they done locked in with.
Oh, with a vet and the Camaro?
No, ain't no vet.
Oh. Fuck shorty.
Well, that's gonna be a race. That's gonna be a race to see. Hey, I got one more mic. I got one more mic open. If I can get it.
Oh.
773-3623. Oh, 3625.
What up,
Bill? What up,
baby?
What up?
I can't call. How you doing? I was just calling in for all the guys that's out here grudge racing and doing their thing. I was just trying to elaborate on, you know, the prime time camp. All things must come to an end, man. They whooping everybody. They going up all across America. They whooping everybody. They big this, they big that. But you got to realize and understand one thing, Biz. If you win, you got to lose now. You can't keep winning.
Like a loser.
And I, you know, like I said, I don't want to see nobody, you know, lose their money and this and that. But those people have been getting away a long time, man. Those people have been getting away a long time, man.
Get that nigga off the mic.
It's gonna be a day, boy. Where you gonna y'all gonna get y'all back clean broke up, boy, in like 65 pieces.
Oh, so you talking to BET? What the hell are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about you hold a prime time crew.
Hey man, what you got for prime time, man?
I ain't got nothing but a conversation for him. I've got some money, but my thing is this here. My thing is this here, Mr. BET. I don't mean no harm, bro. I'm just saying, you know, y'all can't keep winning.
Hey, if y'all slow, man, don't blame us for kicking y'all in the ass now. You know, go to the shop. Okay,
hey,
relax.
Right.
Huh? Why we keep beating y'all there? Why we keep beating y'all there?
Well, like I said, it's gonna be a day. Well, you gonna beat your ass, not lose.
I hear you, brother. I'll be there to see that weekend.
Okay,
can you get Dog a call for me?
Unloading
something.
Can you get Dog a call for me? This chemo. I know it ain't a lot of money, but tell him don't leave my $100 at home.
Give Dog a call?
Yeah, tell him this chemo. Tell him bring that $100 you owe me. Tell him don't leave it at home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he has it.
Yeah, I know. Tell him take it out the drawer and put it in his pocket. He had it for 6 months.
All right, bud.
BT, sound like these boys trying to stick some rides off of y'all this weekend.
Trying to do what? They trying to do what, Kimo?
Stick some lightning rods off in y'all.
Yeah,
you
ever seen
Green Mile when he told him, boy, you're
going to
ride the lightning.
You're going to
fire
him up. Yeah. Hey, one thing about it, Kimo. We going to step up to the plate, man. We ain't running in the bushes behind it, I bet you. We're going to step up to the plate. And that, like I said, when the team rolls through there and blow y'all asshole clean out, knock y'all dick across the street, I don't want to hear no motherfucker come on the radio the next day talking about, oh, it was this, oh, it was that. Man, prime time in full effect, man.
Not gonna happen, PT.
I know y'all call. I know y'all believe in yourself. But like I said, we ain't done it before. This shit, what we do. We do this week in, week out, man. This is what we do. Ask this.
Hey, I got, you know what? We're talking about, you know, there's nothing wrong with talking about prime time. There's nothing wrong with talking about Cold Killer. But let's get some of these smaller races. Let's give them some shine. What you guys think about Three Lug giving Bub the break? Who y'all got? Three Lug or Bub? Bub getting the break. I think they running the quarter mile.
Man, I hope Bub and Mel, man, fuck Three Lug all the way up. He always asked somebody for the break. Now he gave the break. I hope he blow his goddamn back out.
I sense
you got something against Three Lug.
Yeah, I got something against.
Three Lug giving the mailman the break.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I got something against Three Lug.
What is?
Three Lug got a big block on Willie Bar, goddamn it, picking on these small blocks all the time. And every time somebody in the class, he asks for something.
You got 1740 back there?
Hey,
you know all big blocks were not created equal, right?
Yeah. So you run Three Lug?
Boy, I will blow Three Lug back out.
Get up. What's the rate, Wayne?
Huh?
What's the rate?
If Three Lug ain't got nothing locked in, I'm talking about I will. I ain't got no problem. I will fuck Three Lug up.
I'm saying, what would be the rate between you and Three Lug? Well, we're going to try to get through the negotiations, man. We're going to try to get him up there, man. I heard Gazillion now got them to come on and Brian come on and try to help it out. We might try to work something out, man. I see you keep begging for this ass whooping.
Hey, Wayne.
What up, B?
Maybe when we go down there one time, they'll give us some gas money in the future.
I try to tell them, boys, they got fans up here just like they got down there. They need to come on up here, man. Cut it out.
There you go.
Hey, Wayne.
Yes, sir.
They probably will when grapes get big as pumpkins.
I won't look for that no time soon. You know, ABT, I'm gonna tell you this. When you start seeing people just standing around, making 5 or 6 test hits, get on the mic, and get on their tail. Because you will get some people that all you want to do is make 5 or 6 test hits before they go in the battle. You know? Start calling them out.
Professional test hits. I just got a text. They say you should have did about 2 test hits before you raced Trigger Man.
I should have.
Don't kill him.
You know what, Kimo? You damn right. I so should have. I made one hit, and that hit that I did make, I blew the tires off. And went right up there and raced. You right. I should have made another hit.
He won't hit his one, but he did.
I totally agree with you. But I got there kind of late, and we had a time limit. We had to be in the staging lanes by 9. Even though I made it to the staging lanes about 8:50, he came over there, you know, and asked me for one of his crew chief came and asked me for 5 minutes. And, of course, you know, being a gentleman, I gave him 5 minutes. And then Jamie came over there, asked for another 5 minutes. I gave him another 5, and they took 20. I could have took the punk out money. But, you know, I won the race. Now I will tell you this, I knew when I did it. If it was turned around, then it took the punk out money and told me to lock back up.
I'll get that trailer thing locked up.
So.
I gotta go out to TV.
Okay, put their phone on mute. They cut the show off the internet.
They did what?
I said they cut this show off. They cut it off the internet. I had some guys listen to it on the internet.
Why'd they take it off?
I don't know. Well, you guys just hold on. I gotta play this commercial clip again.
It costs too much.
Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters.
Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5 by 10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension. No willy bars. Heads up Pro T. 1/8 mile. Clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy. Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12. Boosted Misfits. Teddy. One bad SVO. Turbo GT. Lil Run. Set on Kill. Three Leg, Dwayne Waldrop, The Crusher, Gino, X275, King Kevin, Plumber Kevin, The Ugly Hooker, Biz, and Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway, as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It is going down June 29th in Memphis, Tennessee. We will be on Beale Street that Friday night. So if you guys, if y'all can make it on out, man, come on out. Memphis, Tennessee, we're invading the 901. Memphis, Tennessee, like I said, we're not going at a particular group unless your name starts with Mark and somebody call you Hitman. We are going to baptize him, but, you know, other than that, man, we're looking to have fun and do some grudging and get that meltdown shootout going on. So there's going to be plenty of action. And also, for the motorcycle lovers, they're going to have a bunch of bikes out there that day. So, man, y'all come on out, man, and get this thing cracking. Is Chucky still on? Hey, Brian.
Yeah, I'm on.
Are you and Johnny Quick still going to race?
Well, that was for my other car.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
to my knowledge, it has to be that car, right?
Huh? Yeah.
To my knowledge, it has to be that other car.
Okay. Okay.
Am I right or no?
I believe so. Is he running anybody this weekend?
I don't know. I know the last time that I talked to him, he said he wasn't locked in with anyone, and that he was getting in that shootout.
Okay.
Now, if he's comfortable with it, I wouldn't mind. I would run him with the 28s for the belt this weekend, only because that was something that was locked in prior, and if the rules state that it's my car and it fits the shootout rules, which, you know, this other car does, I would definitely do that this weekend, provided it was okay by, you know, Grudge Inc. and Johnny Quick was okay with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anything that's going to bring some action, man. Yeah, anything that's going to bring some action, man. And like I was telling some guys on another show, the belt, you know, the belt is made to bring action. You know.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. So anything that brings action to the track, no matter whose event or what event going on, let's get those belts put up and let's do some dragging. Let's do some racing.
Are you going to be at the event at all on Saturday, Viz?
No, I won't be there.
No. All right. Well, maybe I'll speak with Johnny later on and see if he wants to do something. I'm not trying to ruin his plans of whatever he may have. And maybe if we get on the phone with him or Jay Barnes or whatever and we talk about it, we can set that up then.
Cool. That'd be excellent.
Yeah.
If y'all can, man, see if y'all can make plans on June 29th, swing on down to Tennessee. And we can get some races locked in, we can get some grudging and get in that shootout.
Yeah, I got to see, am I traveling? We just had our baby boy Sunday.
Congratulations, brother. And
yeah.
You are needed at home.
Woo. Yes.
Yes.
Mama needs some sleep.
Yes. You are needed at home, Doc.
Yeah.
That is a job. So, fellas, it's always like this. It always gets a little quieter when race day is near. It gets quiet on the boards. It gets quiet on the talk shows. That is the norm because it's put up or shut up. It's time. So we will be back here, same bat time next week. We're gonna go around, get our final comments, and you guys that's changing oil, changing spark plugs, wiping down, y'all get back to doing what y'all doing. If y'all have a need to talk some more grudge talk or listen to some talk, you can call Big Clock Show at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock Eastern. Final comments, kid, you got something?
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Drag and Mr. Willie running out the back door, right?
Yeah, they run a quarter mile. Yes, they are.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one now.
Yes, they are.
That's gonna be a good one. Now
I'm definitely gonna be
there early.
Oh yeah, that's an all day event, bro. Get there early so you don't miss no action.
Oh, I ain't gonna miss none. You know I'm gonna be right there. I'm gonna be right in the thick of things.
Now, are you running? Are you running that one car with your Trailblazer?
No, they ain't calling me back to lock in, so ain't no reason for me to bring it.
Okay.
He was talking real foxy to me. I'm like, what? I was like, So when I seen his car, and Detroit Hood TV showed me his car, I said, I got to try him. He got Mo Bondo on his car, and they got in the body shop. I'm like, oh, heck no.
All right, well, let me see. Wayne, final comments, Wayne.
See y'all on Saturday.
All right. Final comments, Larry.
Hey, Biz, I come in and show my support as always. Good show, Biz. And I'll see you on the next round.
No, man, right. You missing something, Larry. You missing something now.
What I'm missing? What I'm missing, man?
You know what you're missing.
Oh, yeah, I come in to make sure I fellowship with everybody. Thanks, man. Thanks. I'm slipping, man.
BET, final comments, BET.
Oh, good show, Bit. Good show. Hope to see everybody the weekend, man. How y'all weather looking up there, Biz?
It's not as hot as it is down south, but, you know, it's going to be in the 60s. It's going to be in the 60s, you know, at nighttime. So that is excellent racing weather for nicest cars and boost cars. So once the sun goes down, it's going to be high in the 70s and low 60s. It's going to be, you know, partly sunny, you know. It's going to be good racing weather, man. And you know how the South guys like to get to the track at 4 o'clock? Don't get to the track at 4 o'clock up here. Get to the track at 12 and noon,
So, because a good race can go down at 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Okay, I should be pulling in. I should be pulling in Friday night, tomorrow night, about 10.
Hey, Miz, I got another question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
When I want Grudge Inc. to throw a small time turbo race, you know, like you, Chemo, Boothwell, all the guys, DJ Grant, all you guys that got all these turbo cars, you know, I want to see them go. I want to see all y'all get together and go and, you know, everybody put up some money and see you guys go at it. That's what I want to see.
So you want we might put something together in July for like an ACOS shootout.
Yeah, like Halo Steve and all you guys, Selena Racing. I want to see y'all go at it, man. I really want to see all y'all go at it, man.
My money on Bob McCone.
I want to see you guys
bad. Way with this nonsense. Hey, we might do an ACOT shootout, man. Everybody put up $500, and we might do that on the 27th. You like that?
Yeah, I like that, Biz. I want to see that, man. You know, all you guys with them boost cars, man. You know, see all you guys get at it, man. You know, that's going to be good action. You know, a lot of fans want to see it. I want to see it. You know, man, y'all make that happen. You know, we really want to see all that. Because you
don't want to see it. What we'll do next week, we'll do an eight car, and then we'll name the eight cars. We'll let the fans name the eight cars, you know. And we'll do that in July.
Yeah,
I tell you what, I'll take eight nitrous cars from Detroit over eight booster cars from Chicago any day.
No, y'all won't. No, y'all, stop it, Wayne. Stop it. Now, y'all can stop
that
now.
Make it happen. I bet eight of us show up.
Wayne, there's a lot of booster cars over in Chicago. Y'all don't want to start that rivalry now. We can do that on the 27th. Wayne, we can do that on the 27th.
I'm down.
All-star suspension on the 28th? We can definitely do that one.
I'm down with it. We got it up here.
I'm down with it, too.
Make it happen, Biz.
Hey, Biz. Eight nitrous cars from Detroit and eight booster cars from Chicago.
Business got scared.
No, he went on mute. He had some background noise. He hear everything that's going on.
He heard eight cars in Detroit. He hung that damn phone up.
No, he didn't. He on. Trust me, he hear it all. Eight booster cars on 28th. Man, y'all ain't got enough over that, Wayne.
Hold on, Biz might have went in the private room and got him on the line already. I doubt it. He probably fell off, shit. Don't finish the final comments, Big fella.
Man, it was a good show. You know what I'm saying? We all had fun, you know. About to get Big Kid out here with Little Red Riding Hood. Wayne, he going to tear off into you again, Wayne.
That's right.
Yeah, you know. A lot of guys want to see a lot of you guys from down south to come up. You know what I'm saying, to run with these guys up here in the north. You know what I'm saying, that's going to be good action for everybody around, man, you know. So the guys coming up from south, don't want the guys from up north.
Now these guys gonna come out and they gonna show their support, you know. So everybody come out, have a good time. As Uncle Larry say, they come to fellowship. But BET said, damn, not we grudging. We ain't fellowship and we grudging.
Fuck a fellowship.
Well, being fell off his own show. Lady A ain't on there?
Lady A probably still like, he ain't fall off. Ben's probably in the Ben's had some background noise, so you know he probably went on mute to get it, get everything straightened out. But y'all hold on for 1 second.
What time them old gates open up Saturday? Anybody know?
No, I don't know.
That your kid?
Yep, what's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much, man.
Yeah. What time you cutting out, kid?
Shit, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out when them gates going to open up, so I don't want to get there too early, you know.
Yeah.
How far y'all is from there?
Shit, about 200, less than 200, about 180.
About 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the neighborhood, about 2.5.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, thanks for holding the show down, fellas. I had to attend to these kids, but man, y'all, we got a good weekend this weekend. So y'all make sure those who on Facebook post up on Facebook, let us know what's going on. We website, you know, keep all the fans informed of what's going on, and we already know BET gonna put it on YouTube as soon as prime time wins, and we gonna hear it on Facebook. If they lose, we ain't gonna see nothing. We already know that.
Hey Biz, we got something else going on while you was on mute.
What's going on?
Wayne gonna lock in that he gonna bring 8 nitrous cars from a small block from Detroit to run 8 booster cars from Chicago. So we about to make it happen. We're going to find 8 booster cars from here to run the 8 nitrous cars from Detroit.
Hey, look, you already changed the steps. You done threw in small black Nike. Boy, you a motherfucker.
I was just about to say that.
What did we say, Wayne?
We said nitrous. We ain't said nothing about big block or small block. We just said nitrous.
Composition, right?
Okay.
And we gotta be
composition. I mean, I'm figuring people like Chucky gonna be there, and you know Chucky ain't stopped suspension, but you know you're on 28.
Yeah, just you know what? Don't stiff the suspension. Just retire.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
28, Wayne.
28 or 29.
Yeah.
Let's get past this weekend and we'll work it out. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, we gonna get it cracking, Wayne. All right. Biz, we're gonna have to go in the private room after we get all the
phone
and get all this stuff together.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna try to make this happen for the 27th.
That'll be awesome. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. All right, brother. I gotta clean this trailer out, man. So y'all know how that shit is. Something you don't want to do it.
So
I'll let y'all, boy.
All right,
baby.
Yeah,
I got Lucas, Matthew, myself.
Hold on, not just yet. Don't give him up just yet. Don't let the cat out the bag just yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not just yet.
I don't like
the fact that you said that if on the video gonna be shown at primetime win. If anybody win, they know what to do. You know, primetime ain't gonna pay for his losses. Now, if you want to pay for his losses, that's what you do.
I didn't mean that as personal. I just meant that as a joke.
I understand that, but I don't like the fact you said that shit. I know what you're doing, dog.
Hey, man, it's always told me that you hurt, man. But I'm gonna let you go ahead and explain yourself. Go ahead, so everybody know that you ain't hating. It's just this is your hustle. This is your job. So go ahead and explain.
Exactly, y'all already know if anybody that's at the track and they want a race posted, they come holler at BET, win or lose. Whoever want to see what they want to see, come to BET, and I make it happen. For a small fee. That's what I do. And can't do
that.
Only thing he wants you to do is get your buddy on up here.
Well, we're in the process of trying to make that happen, Wayne.
If not, I ain't got no problem waiting to July 27th to blow his motherfucking back out.
Yeah, we try to make that happen.
All right, well, everybody gave their final comments. I guess we're gonna go ahead and end this one and get ready for a big clock showing at 30 minutes. We will have a great recap next week on all the grudge races. And we're gonna have like the NFL draft, the winners and the losers. Which team won the most out of this extravaganza, and which team took the biggest loss. So until then, man, I want to wish all you guys safe travels, BET, Dog, Primetime, Killer, and all you guys coming up, all my homeboys from Chi-Town, Set on Kill, Lil Ron, them, y'all go up there, take care of business. This is a business trip, treat it as a business trip. And after you win, then y'all take care of the spoils of the land. Now, all you guys from Detroit, y'all are traveling also. You know, y'all a few hours away from Detroit, man. All y'all have safe travels. Y'all have good fun. Keep negativity out the way. And y'all have a good time, man. Until next Saturday, peace.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of you? When your man got dragged, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
What else the dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget it, I want some.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad men, they
whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a spy day. Yup. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in that Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne. But I'm the feeling, man. They kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom.
Yeah, I'm talking B, and I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking boss, I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron, we ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm the shit, least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since the second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meet the supreme team. And all our eyes twinning only means okay, one thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the. Break records to Louis. Ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our rock.
June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the bad boys' headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension. No wheelie bars. Heads up Pro T. 1/8 mile. Clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy. Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12. Boosted Misfits. Petty. One Bad SVO. Turbo GT. Lil Run. Set on Kill. Three Lug. Dwayne Waldrop. The Crusher. Gino X275. King Kevin. Plumber Kevin. The Ugly Hooker. Biz. And Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway, as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us. Or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.